It's HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Here is a news story from our Asia-Pacific neighborhood. Yesterday, a wildlife NGO released a new report. It suggested most online wildlife trade in Vietnam was being done through dot-com websites and social media. The study was released by the global wildlife NGO Traffic, who have been guests on our Helping Hands segment as part of All Things Considered. It suggested most of Vietnam's online illegal wildlife trade does not take place on websites ending in .vn, as previously thought, and instead monitoring efforts should focus on .com sites and social media. The study's available online. It's titled Vietnam Online, a Rapid Assessment of E-Commerce Wildlife Trade in Vietnam in 2017. It monitored 13 websites ending in .vn using keyword searches for products like elephants, leopards, pangolins, rhinos, and tigers. Of the websites that they surveyed, 30% were found to have advertisements for these vulnerable and heavily exploited animals in the Asia-Pacific. A total of 14 advertisements in all offered 1,072 selected wildlife products. All but six of the advertised products were made from elephant ivory, the remainder coming from tigers. This is in contrast to similar surveys previously conducted of Vietnam's online wildlife trade that have included .com domain names, including social media websites, that discovered many more advertisements for wildlife products. They include a 2017 traffic survey that found about 1,100 tiger products offered for sale. They were found in 187 advertisements, 85 unique sellers, operating on four e-commerce websites and two social media websites. Online trade in Vietnam is regulated by law. People who break the law can be punished with the same severity as people who sell illegal wildlife products in a physical marketplace in Vietnam. However, collecting evidence and prosecuting online crime can be very difficult, and Vietnam notoriously prosecutes few wildlife crimes. The report from Traffic recommends the Vietnamese government adapt to ensure effective law enforcement across online channels. Traffic also encouraged Vietnam's government to form a specialized team to focus on online monitoring of wildlife trade. The study also urged law enforcement personnel and members of the public in Vietnam to report online wildlife crime and offered a variety of methods that they suggested in the report. Vietnam is among the top markets for illegal wildlife products anywhere in the world. Products derived from endangered species, many of them critically endangered. And often, Vietnam is both a marketplace for Chinese nationals buying these products or is used as a transit stop as these items make their way to China, which is seen as perhaps the biggest market in the world for illegal wildlife products, and those consumers the driving force behind extinction crises affecting animals like elephants, rhinos, lions, tigers, pangolins, and the vaquita porpoise by way of the swim bladder demand for the Toto Aba fish. You can take a look at this new report yourself at traffic.org and find a link to it at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Dave Lawrence.